Hey everyone, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal Nourish Grow, and welcome to day 7 of the 30-day Healthy Habits Challenge. So today you made it through a week. You've tried 6 new behaviors up to this point, or maybe not so new. Maybe you've tried them before, but you just haven't integrated them into your everyday. And now it's time for the weekly reset. It's time to reflect and adjust, because again, this is about learning the skill of discipline through habits. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to get it done. And again, if you missed a day, it's no problem. You just jump back in. You can do the habit the next day or just restart, pick up wherever you are. It's not meant to be this crazy restrictive thing. I do think it's fun, you know, to use the tractor to keep streaks going. These are such little small habits every day that it's almost they're too small to ignore. Like you kind of have to do it, because it's like I always notice if I have a bigger thing that I'm dreading, like a big project for work or going to the gym on a certain day where I'm not really feeling it. If I put it in the perspective of it's a big long task, like it's going to be an hour workout and it's supposed to be a heavy leg day, and thinking about all of those things, that can definitely make you not want to do it. But if you put it more in the perspective of, okay, I don't feel great today, but I'm just going to work out for 5 minutes. And if I really don't feel it, I can quit, that kind of thing. That will make it a lot more likely that you follow through. So that's why it's good to do these reflect and adjust evaluations of the week. If any resistance came up around doing any of these habits, I'd be surprised again, because they're so small, but it could happen. It could just be you got super busy one day and you just didn't even feel like it was worth it. It seemed too silly or didn't speak to you for whatever reason. This is the time to reflect on that and adjust and kind of just get some learning out of it about yourself. And, you know, why are you resistant to certain things, and just self-reflection, basically. So what we're going to do today is write down one win, one challenge, and one small adjustment for next week. Hopefully you can find one of each of those. Again, it's kind of like the gratitude practice. Sometimes it can be hard to think of at first, or if you're having a particular bad day, but one win is any day that you completed the habit, that's a win. If you completed all 6 of the habits, that's a big win. What was one challenge? What was the one thing that, or one habit that you kind of thought about that didn't speak to you, or you didn't want to do it, but or you tried it and it wasn't for you, or you tried and it was too hard, something like that. And then one small adjustment for what next week. What can you maybe do better? What can you incorporate more of? The one thing I would encourage you to is to go back to the 3 priorities that you set for the beginning of the challenge and see if you were able to incorporate those in each day with the habit that came up. Could you tie it back to your priorities? So say your priorities were that you want to eat healthier and be more present with your family and whatever a third one is. But could you take those daily habits that we tried, and was there a way that you could integrate that into the things that your priorities? Because at the end of this, that's really what you're learning to do, is you want to identify your priorities, and that helps make each decision that you make every day a little easier. Because if it aligns with your priorities, then that's something you should be doing. If it's something that doesn't align with your priorities, like you said, you want to eat healthier, but you have this idea that you want to, you know, eat ice cream every day or something. I'm not saying ice cream is wrong. It's just like maybe every day is not the greatest, but that doesn't align with your overarching goal, right? Your overarching priority. So it's just something to look at in these times when you're doing the evaluation or the reflect and adjust period. And that's kind of at the end of every week, whether you're doing this challenge or whether you're doing a habits thing or not, it's still a useful tool, this particular thing, to kind of integrate on a every so often basis. I like to do it once a week, just kind of look at the wins for the week, look at the challenges, what's a way to adjust, kind of working on that for myself right at the moment with my strength training program, because I'm noticing I'm way overdue for a deload. My body's very tired. I'm trying to make it to some time when we go out of town to have a little break, but I'm adjusting now because I'm noticing that my body is really not in a good place at the moment. And so I'm having to adjust my plans, but that comes from reflection, because I reflected back on the week, reflected on kind of how I was doing with my workouts. One of my habits has been to, I always track the workout, and I also make some commentary about how it went or what kind of day it was. And I'm noticing just more really tired days, more really dragging days, more days where I am not dreading it, but it's just more challenging. And so I'm definitely noticing that, okay, maybe there's, my body's telling me something here. I need to reflect and adjust. So I would say work that in. And every week, no matter what you're doing, this is a great habit in and of itself, right? To maybe look at in the future. So as always, the links for the research will be in the tracker. And I'd also love it if you'd hit reply on the email and tell me your win from the week. I would just like to hear them. I think it's fun. Or share them in the comments below, because we can just all cheer each other on with our wins. And, you know, it's not always pleasant to publicly share your challenges, but if you're so inclined or you want advice and you think other people might have a strategy that could help you, pop that in the comments too. You just never know what kind of feedback you're going to get when you, well, I will say YouTube tends to be more aggressive with the feedback sometimes. I've noticed that. So, you know, you can decide if you're up for that or not. But would love to just hear your thoughts on week one in the comments. And that's it for today. I will see you again tomorrow. Take care.
This has been the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast. Again, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal, Nourish, Grow. You can find show notes for this episode at healnourishgrowpodcast.com. If you have feedback on today's episode or questions about the content, please email us at podcast@healnourishgrow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to sign up for our email list at healnourishgrow.com and subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Join us next time for more information that helps you live your best and healthiest life. Thanks for listening. Content on the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast does not constitute medical advice. Content contained in the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. Neither the company nor its owner, Heal, Nourish, Grow, LLC, nor any of the company's employees, agents, or guest speakers provide medical advice. The content provided on Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your medical provider with any questions about what health practices are right for you.